Hello and welcome into the Sorare Data Game Week 469 preview. I am Andrew Laird. You can find me as Lairdino on Sorare. Joined once again by Harry Trades of the Harry Trades YouTube channel. Apologies for being slightly late. Harry and I were deciding whether the game is gone or if it's the best time to put money in, and we didn't decide in the 3 minutes we were talking before. We'll get there, right, Harry?
Yeah, I'm sure. We'll have a little chat after the stream, maybe for a couple of minutes. See if we can... work it all out.
That's right. Right. We'll figure it all out. Thanks, everyone, for coming in. Toby said, let's see if Austrian can bring me to glory again. They do seem to be just killing everybody in that relegation bracket, whatever you call it. Bob said, nothing personal, Toby, but as a Rapid fan, I'm going to have to root against that. So that's fair. And Major NFT on the podium with Bob and Toby. Congratulations to you three. Kizo Gaming said, Don's not playing. The gallery's in disarray. No Eredivisie this weekend. Boy, was I excited about that. Major NFT, I have the goalkeeper blues as well. SR Monkey, what's up? What does Kai say here? Fifth place in Super Rare Champions Classic Division 3. Fifth place in Super Rare Champions Classic. Okay. Thanks for, yeah. Appetite for more. That's right. So congratulations on that. Jacob, what's up? So Rare Mamba. Let's chase those W's. That's all I'm doing is chasing. I'm not getting any. But lots of chasing here. Red or Dead, Pepteta, Alex, Death Taxes, and hashtag pray for Madsen and Mueling. Not, Harry, it's not. This is the game week we wanted, Magnus Madsen. And it looks like we're not going to get him. Mike Bastin, what's up? Ian Sober. Afternoon, chaps. It's Tony Frook's game week, and we're just living in it.
It is. I can attest to that.
We'll get there, yeah. It's Wilson, Charlie, and Sean Thorpe. Thanks for coming in. So no Eredivisie. It was actually really funny because the number of people who are like, so PSV going to kill everyone again this weekend? And they were like, no, they're not playing. And everyone's like, wait, what? And like, we all feel like we have a chance now.
I know. It's funny, isn't it?
Whether we do or not.
Yeah.
I will say, due to a number of midweek matches, if I can scroll all the way bottom, we do have like a number of games that are missing odds. So just be aware of that. Because like this Varazdin, or however you say this team's name, like they're playing Zagreb this midweek. Yeah. And so we don't have the odds yet, but that should be a really good one against Rudez, who everybody beats up on. But let me see. Yeah, we've got some K-League, although that's probably just a K-League issue. And then some games that were just like, we found out River Plate plays Boca, like we found out last night. I guess we haven't just gotten the odds yet. So just patience on some of those. So the odds that we go through today may be a little different if you are watching this literally later today on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday morning. Although, if you're watching on Friday, it really should be Quinny and Harry on their Game Week deadline show. So check that out. Kizo said positive is also no Celtic in contenders. Negative is still having to play Celtic in the Scottish Cup. Fair enough.
Aberdeen Celtic this weekend, I think, in the Cup.
All right, here we go. Okay. And a few good Prem teams not playing. That's right. I did notice that.
We all have a chance, lad.
We all got a chance. I mean, Rijka here at the top? Is this the right game? Is this All-Star? What is going on here?
I know. I think it's my week, lad. I've been waiting for this one. It's the first time I've ever had five triple A's in a matchup, if that makes sense. Like, I've never had that.
How good is that?
It does feel good. And one of those players isn't even... Actually, that one player we both share. Well, we don't share the same card, but he's like the exact same card.
Who? For Rijka?
No. It's a different team. But he has a triple A, so we'll see if you can guess that one. I don't think he's on that screen either. But anyway, yeah. No, it does seem like... Yeah, with some of those massive teams not having matchups, could it be time for a few of the lesser guys? I mean, you know, your Zenits are still up there, your Sportings, Portos, but we've seen, you know, those teams seem to slip up. Have been slipping up, actually. Not Sporting, but Benfica up there as well. But yeah, Charlie's point with the Premier League as well, I think that's a really important one. couple of teams not, you know, not playing there. So that really, yeah, does that lessen the prize pool? Do we know? I don't know. I haven't really looked personally, but does that mean we have a condensed prize pool of some sort? I really don't know. Anyone in the chat, let us.
I didn't look into it enough, to be honest. In fact, this is literally the first time I'm looking at the weekend other than my own lineups.
Yeah.
I will say, because you mentioned Zanit, Douglas Santos is suspended.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, he got a yellow card. And so I just can't have nice things.
I know. Have you managed to like line them both up? But you have a couple of times, haven't you?
Like once.
Yeah.
Maybe once. And I think I got a DNP and got relegated. But yeah, so Wendell missed last week for yellow card accumulation. And then Douglas Santos got a yellow in that game and therefore will be suspended for this match against Orenburg. The mighty Gabriel Florentin.
Yeah. I tell you what, though, I've never seen Athletic Bilbao Athletic Club that high up in the matchups tab ever. And I don't think they ever will again, maybe.
Yeah. RIP to Sam Tai with his Granada being the third biggest underdog of the entire game week.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's tough.
Let's look at the Prem, because we were just saying how there were a few teams off. So how many is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 14 teams playing.
Which, I mean, the best two teams are away, which is never a bad thing if you don't own those cards. Villa at home to Bournemouth, I would say, is probably the standout, although they do play this midweek, right? So that might be the only thing, not the only thing, but one of the things you have to worry about. The rest, though, I mean, you can't really pick them, to be honest. Like, they're tough games.
I think the biggest question of the entire Premier League this weekend is, does Dwight McNeil finally get on the score sheet?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, do Everton actually score a goal is probably the better question. I mean, I don't know what's going on. I mean, yeah. They were going to beat Burnley, fair enough. But the rest of those results are really bad, right? What's that? One win in God knows how many games. That's funny. The last time they won was against Burnley, if that makes
Yeah, they beat Burnley and literally nobody else.
That is some going. I know they've had a few tough games. Well, they're going to have tough games, right? It's the Prem, but...
To win four straight and then just go on this awful, awful run.
Well, that four games... streak was like coincided with the news of them, you know, getting deducted those points. It literally was like that game week. They were like, well, we need to win a couple of games. They won them. Hart didn't even concede a goal.
Yeah.
And then just absolutely capitulated.
I like this one. Dwight McNeil.
That was a class.
Let me see here. So he's got...
That's wild, though.
Like 13 decisives in 40 in his last 40 is actually so many more than I was expecting, because it's only 2 in his last 15.
Right, yeah. But like 4 home games in 5.
Yeah, good point.
Not bad. Maybe this is...
This is it. This is the run. Yeah,
this is the run. Yeah, but I don't like any of those fixtures, I'll be honest. None of them stand out, apart from maybe the Villa one.
Yeah. I mean... Oh, for here. I thought you meant for
just like
Everton. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Enough for Everton. Just in general. Yeah. I mean, genuinely, Wolves away for Arsenal. I mean, they'll probably still get a result, but are we going to see, you know, incredible SO5 scores after midweek? Right. I don't know. So I think it looks pretty wide open, Premier League.
Let's see what they're up against in terms of champions. I think most people play Premier League in... like the Premier League comp anyway with their Premier League cards.
Yeah.
But so we do have Athletic Club there, Lens, Girona. Like, what is this game week?
I know. I mean,
is it a El Clasico this weekend?
Yeah, it is. It is.
It is, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid timing for that.
I know. Like, literally just after, obviously, Barca went out last night. So they'll be, I think Real Madrid, if Real Madrid win tonight, I think they're going to just batter Barcelona on the weekend, like 6-0 or something.
Yeah.
I really can't just see that. I don't know. He looks, looks again pretty wide open. This could be one of those weird game weeks, Led, that maybe everyone's been waiting for if you don't have, or you do have the cards that, you know, high up on this matchup tab. Yeah.
But even like Leipzig are the top favorites in the Bundesliga, but they're away.
Yeah.
Not that matters so much, but like Bayern Munich away to Union Berlin. It's Rano's season again. I'm sure he'll bag another 96 or something. Liverpool away to Fulham. Yeah, not easy. Saw a clip from the on the internet yesterday of somebody saying how difficult it was to play Fulham. And then maybe there was a team in currently in first in the Premier League that may slip up against Fulham in the future. Shout out to Sam Tai, who made that call.
Okay, yeah, on his old Sky Sports cameo.
Yeah.
Yeah, honestly.
Amazing how far you can get when you started looking up with Laird, and then all of a sudden you're Sky Sports.
No. If only we took a percentage off him.
Yeah, little agency fee.
Yeah.
We blew it. Lesson learned. Anyway, Toby said this is the week we see Cologne or Lille smash.
Maybe, but Lille play midweek.
Strasbourg.
They're not terrible, mate, by the way, Strasbourg. They have quite a bit of firepower up front. I wouldn't be surprised if it was quite a bit of, they seem to score goals. I know Reims are okay, actually, but yeah, Bacua, Kevin Gromero.
Wow. It's a name I haven't heard in a while. David Alves said Leverkusen and Bayern probably rotate. I mean, good luck with Leverkusen for the rest of the season. Do they have any reason not to try to finish undefeated, though?
Yeah, good point. Yeah, that probably goes in your favor, doesn't it? If you have their cards in that, they're probably.
Like if they had lost, you would have thought, like, yeah, they'll just rotate now, but.
Yeah.
You know. Glenn said we also have a Milan derby and Dortmund Leverkusen. Oh, so there's the Leverkusen.
Yeah. When will the next round of like European games be? Like, say if Leverkusen go through Thursday, like, when will they play again? Is it next midweek? Because if it is, then you could see a lot of rotation.
It's a week after.
Right. Okay.
So 2 weeks from today or yesterday.
So they play this week. Okay. Yeah. So they'll have a free midweek in between, maybe before.
Although they would play Thursday, right? Leverkusen.
Thursday. Play Saturday, and then nothing midweek. Oh, I say nothing. I don't know. They might have a cup game, but
true.
Okay.
True. everyone talking about. Oh, Styler's saying first week of May. It is. So you get 2 weeks.
Wow. Okay. So
that's helpful.
Yeah, that is helpful.
Thank you, Stylish. Charlie said Leverkusen looked just as good when they play their second string team. The number of results that they've pulled out with those guys is just crazy.
No, it doesn't seem to matter, does it? But guessing who plays is probably the issue.
Right.
From the start, but that might not matter.
And obviously, big games in Norway and Denmark this week as well, this game week. And Graham said they're in a cup final, so no midweek cup games. Of course they're in, because they haven't lost yet. Anyway, it doesn't seem like Champions is going to be dominated by any one team. At least we say this now.
Right.
What a weird game week. So Challengers, we have no Eredivisie. Like Jupiler's split. So they, the tough teams are playing tougher teams. Mm-hmm. And I guess we've got Portugal. Galatasaray at the top. Braga's not minted, Sporting barely minted, Copenhagen barely minted. Five of these players, I have five, so Harry, I'm going to play one.
All injured, I was going to say. Yeah.
I'm going to play one.
And is that Larsson?
It's not. I don't think anybody could ever get me to figure out a way. If they had a cap 100, maybe I would play Jordan Larsson, but
seeing Inter Miami up there, is quite weird. Not weird, but like for an MLS team to be that high up on challengers. It's not. But like for MLS, I don't know. We never see it, but above 60% is quite rare, I would say. But this is probably one of the exceptions, isn't it? Because Nashville have been pretty terrible. So
this is the run that they're on here.
Because obviously they've had goalkeeper issues as well. And what's that, one win?
Yeah.
Two wins. Yeah, one win.
One.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Yeah, they're bad. Well, Nashville have already played into Miami and they lost 3-1 in the Champions League. So might be a decent indication of, you know, what's to come.
Is that Joe Willis's last? Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, there he is. Is he still suspended? Or was
No, I think he's been benched.
Like, he's just been dropped, huh?
I'm pretty sure that last game he was on the bench, yeah.
Agent Cooper, when Bizzuno gets officially ruled out, Southampton will climb to the top of the challenger matchup.
No, it's because they're playing Cardiff. Oh, it's a bit of both, to be fair, but...
Yeah. Sula season?
Nah.
No.
Never.
Leicester home against West Brom is there. Charlie said they look lost. What does the championship table look like these days?
They've bottled it big time.
They Leicester. Really have, right?
Big time. Plymouth beating them. It's tight. But then Leicester and Southampton have a game in hand. But they actually play each other. Not this weekend, obviously. I think it's next midweek. Southampton are away, I'm pretty sure. So that'll be absolutely massive, depending on what happens this weekend.
Wow.
Yeah.
10 losses for Leicester, too. That's wild.
Yeah, they've gone on a bad couple of games. Real bad.
It is so funny that Quinny shows up now, because I was just about to say, I'm fairly certain Quinny, there's something about, and maybe it doesn't apply to the championship because they have more games, but it was something about 10 losses or 10 wins. Maybe it's 10 wins, that if you can make it to 10 wins in a regular 20-team league, like, you're almost guaranteed to avoid relegation. Mm-hmm. But the 10 losses for Leicester made me think, like, I wonder if it's 10 losses you can't win or something like that. But,
right, yeah. I mean, it's a lot compared to the pack, isn't it?
Yeah. Ben said Leicester just securing us 2 more games for the playoffs. Did they score those last year?
I don't know, but surely they did, no?
I would think so.
Who played in the playoffs? I genuinely can't remember. Because obviously, yeah, Leicester
Southampton won the league, right?
Right, yeah. So, did Luton go up through the playoffs? Or am I just imagining that? Or was it Chef? No, it might have been Chef. I can't remember. No, Chef won it, didn't they? I don't know.
I thought Burnley won it.
Didn't? Yeah, Burnley won it. I can't remember who came second, though. Yeah, Luton went up through the playoffs. Okay.
Anyway. Coventry.
Yeah, it was Guy Carrez, or however you pronounce his name. I think he played. Pretty sure. I mean, at least, like you said, the Eredivisie not being in there is big. That takes a weight off a lot of these matchups. And yeah, MLS, I'm just seeing lots of MLS teams in here, which this is probably, good timing considering the weekly's done now, even though it was done last weekend. But yeah, there's definitely a few matchups you could get involved with there that aren't, your PSVs and stuff. Bromby at home, that's a massive game, isn't it?
Massive.
Huge. I don't know. Again, I mean, I think it follows the same trend as Champ and Prem for me. Like, we're going to see anomaly scores this weekend. For lesser scores. Like, I just don't see us seeing the 600s and 700, right? The pranks he was smashing out in Premier League this weekend. So I don't know. I'll probably be proved wrong somewhere along the line. There's going to be something, because we have Brazil, I guess.
I was going to say, but even the Brazil ones are not like any overwhelming
favorite. They play midweek though, late as well.
True. I think they play every game week.
They play every game.
They play like 100 straight game weeks.
Yeah, Fluminense played last night, I think I saw. There's loads tonight, and it's just ridiculous, right? But
if you told me that Mineiro played like Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Monday, I would believe you.
I know, it's crazy.
Quick follow-up from before. Ben clarified something, that they score playoffs if it's only one league. And so the example was, if the top of the two Bundesliga plays the bottom of the top tier, they don't score it because it's separate leagues. So.
Got you.
Ben Johnson, way to be. Thank you very much.
Yeah, Belgian league, like the lowest team that finishes in that relegation battle has to play, don't they, top of the Belgium or something. So Belgium too. Yeah.
Yeah, man, it does seem maybe Contenders is here to save us with some Zenit, Salzburg.
Yeah, POV, Cruz Azul. There's a few. There'll be a few smashes in here. I'm sure of it. Eibar.
POV might score 150.
Oh no, if he could, right? Well, Salzburg just sacked their coach.
So really? That.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's gone. Paris. Yeah, that could be the one. That's Cabal, isn't
it? Is that Nicambio?
Yeah.
Cambio, excuse me.
Cabal in the number 10. He's the the boy. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't know he was this good.
Yeah, he's been stupid good recently.
Wow. No wonder. No wonder there's excitement.
Like, CSK have been terrible.
Yep. I don't even know who they... What is that? I don't even know why I
looked. Gonzi or something, yeah. I mean, oh, Jesus, man. Honestly, I'm having the same feelings. Like, there's a lot of teams here that... Okay, St. Etienne at home. There'll definitely be some to sneak up on us. Tigres at home.
Is this the first J League one?
Yeah.
Kobe? My God.
Our boys are not too far away, lad. Come on.
54. There we go. But
I know.
They got
Nasami
to deal with.
I know. How are you combating that one?
my worst nightmare.
Yeah, I have that predicament at Rare now. I have both at Rare and you have both at Super. So I don't know how I'm going to split them up, to be honest.
That's the worst, is that I have to split them up and I'm not sure I have like two full lineups. I think I moved Nishikawa to cap 240, to be honest.
Okay. I mean, the way that you are playing, I wouldn't be surprised if Usami did something, you know, dark green there. Yeah. To be honest.
I'm not going to disagree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Mazatlan Juarez, I believe, is two teams that will not be in the playoffs.
Got you.
Let me double check that. Mazatlan Juarez. Yeah. Atlas. God, I hate that team so much. Anyway. Man. So when I was doing my lineups, I was like, I don't really have anything good this week at all. Mm-hmm. And maybe nobody does.
I mean, I do, I'll be honest. Like, it's my week, Liz. I need to do it. I didn't do it last week.
That's right. The Riker boys.
Yeah, I got it wrong. Well, no, I didn't get it wrong. I think Idrissi just let me down. But Riker just like printing clean sheets right now. Like, it's ridiculous. And I know for a fact they're going to concede this weekend. Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. They just don't concede goals. Seven, ridiculous.
9-10?
Yeah. And I sold the Supra. Which, yeah, that's just whatever. But yeah, he's just been ridiculous. And I don't think I capitalized on any of those, if I'm being honest. Maybe one or two, maybe a push. But genuinely, I don't think I have. I really don't. Which,
nice run. Looks like you should be in second division in Spain.
Yeah, it does look like
Jose Caro.
Jose Caro, yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing that this game has allowed us to make a joke about Jose Caro, whoever that is.
I
think I could ask 100,000 people who Jose Caro is and nobody would know.
You could ask the whole of the US, I think.
Yeah. until I found you. And then I... Yeah, Alvaro Fernandez, another one. Yeah. Like, what has this game done to us?
I know.
All right, so Harry, going back to this all-star list, who do you think is the highest rated player in all-star in the pick scores?
Ooh, I'm honestly going to back Labrovic and say he's going to be up there as a goalkeeper. I don't think he's going to be first. I think Dries Mertens will be first.
Wow.
Yeah. He wrecked me on Monday. And I think with that Pendix Sport matchup, could be a no-brainer. I don't think Wendell's up there. I'm pretty sure he's a double A right now, but that might have changed. Sporting, Okay. Maybe like Goncalves, maybe Trincao.
I was going to say your boy, how are we saying his name? Guy Carrez,
yeah. But Led, he's on a... Have you seen what's gone on with him? He hasn't scored for like five games or something.
Oh, really? Thank God.
Yeah, he's on a bit of a drought. Or Cabal, maybe. Yeah, Cabal could be first, couldn't he?
Well, really, number one?
Yeah, that feels a bit of a that's a bit of a stretch, I think. I'm still sticking with Dries Mertens.
All right. I'm going to keep us all in the dark while I come over here, since I have to add the other positions.
Ooh, Ian says Bruno Goda. Yeah, Riker boy, potentially. Wow.
Really?
Cabal was up there. Okay. A little groin injury.
But he's been...
ridiculous.
He's back.
He's firmly back, yeah.
And who do they play? Bremen away, though? There's Cabal. Cabal's third. That's a good shout.
Yeah, it's actually a decent shout from, I think it was Tobias.
There's Mertens. Yeah, you had that one. You didn't go with Icardi.
Didn't go with Icardi. Lucho's up there, which is quite not surprising, but...
I mean, like he's been...
He's been good, yeah. He has been good.
You know what his problem is? Playing against Brad Guzan. He has no chance.
I know.
No chance.
Yeah, he's been good.
Give me some peaks. Come on. Can't even get to 82.
I've cursed him. Sorry, lads. Yeah, I mean, double Mertens.
We got the other Wendell.
He's been terrible recently. I'll just have to let you know that. He's been shocking. Jack Stevens, Roden. There's Grimmy. He's still a AAA. Got Carrez, yeah. Ooh, Bruno Goda is up there. Fair enough.
Sergio Ramos, what year is it?
I know. There's MMD. Although he did, not produce the goods on the weekend, let's be honest. I think it was like a 20 AA.
Yeah, it was bad.
Two shots on target as well.
He does it all. He's the best player on the platform, to be honest.
Yeah, I'm not going to disagree. There's
Alvaro Fernandez. Somebody shouted him out before.
Yeah, that's a nice one. I tell you, he's gone off the boil a little bit. Has Desart decided to just not play in the playoffs or whatever they're playing in the split?
Has he not been playing?
Well, no, he has. It just means like, I don't know. We're just missing those peaks, you know?
Yeah. Maybe they got a new Opta guy.
Yeah. Maybe he sold his Desart and they have the same Opta guy. But he's just bought Sven Coombs to come back into the...
You know what's like kind of crazy, though, is that it's possible that these scores are like one tackle off. Like if he had like a triple-triple and then you go down to a triple-double, or it's like one tackle like here. Although that's 46 with a double-double.
With a yellow card.
Yeah, exactly. There's a triple-triple.
God. No, I agree. He loves a yellow, mind.
There's a triple-triple. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. The margins are fine. And he did get a own goal in that one.
Yeah, he's fine. let's see. Toby said, do you want to see a curse? Check out Kaigo Tsunemoto. I bought his around March 11th.
Yeah, he's playing at Severet or Swiss League.
So March 11th would be game week 457. So, oh boy.
I mean, they've decided to lose four in a row. That's never going to help.
No, yeah, that doesn't help. It's great. Like, do you think, like, some of these guys I bet have never been at AAA? There's your Librovic.
Yeah.
There's Petroli. Yeah.
Nice. Ito. Ito's been good. Yeah.
Let's go.
Josh Cullen, AAA. Now, that's a sentence probably that's never... Well, not never, because they were really good in the championship, but especially this season anyway. He's been decent recently. He's been churning some really nice AA.
That's all they have, though. That's the problem.
Yeah.
There's not enough. Verts, AAA. Yeah. I think it's just all over the place.
Well, one thing's for certain, this game we cleared, there will be no Gavin Bazunu. RIP.
Yeah. That could be serious too, right?
Yeah, it looks like an Achilles injury. So yeah, that doesn't sound good at all.
Does he have another year or two?
Yeah, yeah. Of U23? I think he has. He's like, he was not was. He is really young.
He still is. Sure, right?
Yeah, he's 2026.
So two more seasons after this?
Yeah.
Toby's calling it Paris FC defensive stack.
Yeah.
Let's see. Is it this guy? No.
25.
I don't know. Oh, wait. That's right.
Could be that. But yeah, maybe.
They just don't get clean sheets. But wow, that's a nice combo, though, if they get one. This guy. 30 wow. AA. 20. Who is this? Ah, man.
Godin. Wow. L569.
That'll work.
Left back, yeah.
Set pieces?
Got to be in and around him, hasn't he? Surely.
No, Cabal. None.
They don't get many None corners, by the way.
What's that?
I was going to say, they don't get many corners. Like, that was the last five games, and the highest was 9. That didn't sound like...
Yeah, you're right. That's not a lot. 59 and 15 for a game. That's not bad.
Yeah.
All right. Fair enough. yeah, I think it's all the guys we would think.
Yeah.
Ricky Pooch.
Pooch. Yilmaz has been good for Galatasaray. He scored a couple last game, I think.
I feel like I just never pay attention to Galatasaray.
Just been the Dries Mertens show, I think, hasn't it, for the last season or so?
Yeah, like I have Muslera, and he's the only one. And so if they win 8-0 or 2-0, like I don't care. Long as the nil is there.
Yeah.
But yeah, they have been. Jeez, 6 goals, 4 goals. Somehow only held to 1 by
Hatteo Sport. Somehow.
Man. Dries Mertens being this good still is wild.
And he's like 30 quid. I think maybe that's the midfielder card, but oh, he's gone up now. Oh, that's dollars mine, but still, yeah. Yeah.
He's been too good. People have to pay for it now.
Yep. There's a premium for it. Wow. Next 4.
Wow.
I think he had something like 7 key passes last game. I don't know whether that'll come through here. Yeah, so on SofaScore, it'll show you 7 because one of them is the assist, if that makes sense.
Yep.
They have,
yeah, ridiculous. They show key passes, right?
Right, yeah.
That's the difference between key passes and attempted assists.
Attempted assists, yeah. But they will show big chances created as well.
Yeah. That was probably the assist.
Right, yeah.
Wow. Here you go, Harry. Speaking of sets.
Yeah, what's happened to Wes? Has he lost his big toe or something, has he?
I think it was his ankle. Right. So from what I understand, he's not going to train anymore.
Wow.
And just play games.
But because
of the ankle, he's not on sets.
And but he can still score goals. Interesting. Well, you just lose all your technique when you...
I really didn't understand it because it was like, do you want him like jostling in the box or even at the top of the box and having to like, I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like the corner is the safest place for him to be.
Yeah. You're out of the way. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an interesting.
Maybe he's,
header.
I guess if it's his left foot, if he has to plant on it, I don't know.
Yeah. He's no Santi Cazorla though. If he was Santi, he could take him with both, but you know, only special players can do that.
That's very true. Special. Good point. Where is Santi this week? E. We don't even have the...
Why does it say no game?
Yeah, that's weird. The radars aren't working either. So Rodata's still on their first cup of coffee. You check the app. If everybody doesn't know, you can check the pick scores on the app. If you, so this is the regular screen you go to. Up here, there's a little arrow. And if you hit it, come on, you go to the next game week, and we have pick scores and the matchups in there. So let's see. All-star, rare. I don't know if I can search for just Santi Cazorla. But let's see. What is he in? They're in contender, right?
Yeah.
All right. Quadruple. No, I'm just kidding. I think without being able to search Cazorla, I'm not sure I'm going to find this one. Can I do it by league? No. Oh, well. If anyone wants to find that for me, that'd be great. Yeah, see, this is why you watch the show. This was in the last update. So if you guys haven't updated your Sora Data app, that's right, Charlie. You can check the matchup ratings as well. All right there. And later today, maybe in like an hour, there'll be a video of me talking about this show right here.
Magic.
It is. It is magic. But yeah, I should have brought that up at the beginning. Jeez.
No, I thought everyone knew, honestly, not everyone, but I thought that was just the thing. Like, I do check pick scores on my phone from time to time, yeah.
Just to make sure they're right.
Right, yeah.
But yeah, everyone can check that out. It's the pick scores are obviously only for the upcoming game week, not like future game weeks after that, because they're not calculated until the game weeks, like the next game week starts. So, but matchups, if we have odds, they'll be in there. So check that out. I guess... Even though we don't really care anymore, I'll check the 41 and below. L15s, that is. Akhtargoglu at the top. Whoa.
Whoa. Oh, yeah.
Now that. Yeah, there we go. I think. Did that finally work? Oh, I went to 42. There, see? How do you not play Nishikawa and Cap 240?
Yeah, you've got me thinking now. I might have to. Well, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to. He doesn't deserve to be anywhere else.
Mm. You know who we didn't talk about, Harry, which as we're talking about Nishikawa, are we going to play Schultz this weekend?
Yeah, that's a big question, actually. I mean, if you're good enough for the bench, surely you're good enough to start the next game, right?
I would think so.
Like if Hoy Brighton, say, got injured that game, would have he come on? You know, like is he... Or is he just on the bench for morale purposes? You just don't know, do you? But I don't know.
That would throw me completely, though, because there's no way I can play Schultz in Cap 240.
Like with no. A 50. Right, but Nishikawa brings it down, you know, what's that, a 99 between two. Yeah, you're still asking for a lot, aren't you, from the other three, but... It's the penalties, lad. It's the pens. Imagine if he's off pens and Hoy Brighton just takes.
Yeah, get out of here. Get out of here. Toby is exactly what I was thinking. Evian's still under 40. Yeah.
What's happened to your other boy from Bodo Glimt?
JPH?
Yeah. Who's cursed him?
Slow start.
Okay.
That's all.
Okay.
He brings up an interesting dilemma in terms of positional stuff because he has midfielder and forward cards, and the midfielder card actually scores better.
Wow.
But I think what some people... So the issue, like for me, like the midfielder card doesn't work because I have other midfielders to play.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all a matter of like... If you have another forward you can play, and then JPH mid.
Got you.
Apparently he's playing without confidence, which is crazy. He should just read the Sora Scandinavia Discord for like 5 minutes. He'll feel great about himself.
You just all waxed in lyrical. Yeah. That's class.
Maybe he needs to come on this show and I'll just tell him.
Is the
Charlie said, is the rule in Scandinavia you have to have a three-letter abbreviated name for the match? Maybe that's a special weekly.
Yeah.
JPH, MMD, who else we got? Frankie DeYoung, FDJ.
Yeah, okay.
Can we get away with that? I guess Luke DeYoung.
Yeah, that works.
That sounds like cheating, though.
It does a little bit, but no, I think I'd give it to you. I can't think of any more, you know? Struggling. Oh, yeah.
We got to make Ram James.
You got James Ward-Prowse.
Kyle Walker-Peters.
Yeah, yeah.
I would play MDC if he actually played.
Oh, CCV. Carter Vickers, that's a good one. DeKuyper, that's a good one as well.
Yep. And everyone in the game. Literally KDB, everyone.
That's weekly, baby.
Yeah, KDB, because we have YBG, who is the Korean KDB, or was. Anyway. So, yeah. I'm glad about that to finish on. Thank you to everybody for coming. If you could please like, subscribe, all that good stuff. Shout out to Quinny. Go over to the Harry Trades YouTube channel. Subscribe there as well, because, you know, the least we could do. Yeah. Well, actually, the least, that's the least. Slightly more, click on all the videos and just like them. That's all. Yeah. But I'm sure everyone here has already watched all your videos, Harry. So anyway, thank you to everybody and good luck on this very strange game week.